The Pocahontas County Schools Comprehensive Educational Facilities Plan Committees are busily designing a 10-year plan for the school facilities, which could include controversial school consolidation. We asked School Superintendent Terrence Beam to update us on the CEFP.
Our CEFP subcommittees have been meeting on a fairly regular basis. One of the subcommittees met last night. And also on next Thursday, November 21st, there's going to be another general meeting of all the committee members to discuss our progress on our CEFP, which is a 10-year plan that every school system is required to do to determine the direction of their school system for the following 10 years. In speaking with Suzanne Stewart, who's our chairperson, meetings seem to be going really well and a lot of progress is being made. Some subcommittees are almost completely finished their work where others are not. We're waiting on some updated reports concerning the cost of improving our facilities. They received a preliminary set of numbers about a month ago, which we've forwarded a report that was provided to us through Alpha Construction on the projected cost of improving our buildings. And when we got those numbers, we knew that those numbers were not totally accurate, but we had told our subcommittee members in a previous meeting that when we received the information from Alpha, we'd forward it on. And we did. But now we are asking for more updated, more precise numbers to provide the subcommittees so that they can better make decisions as to what direction we go as far as grade configuration, number of buildings, and so forth and so on. The subcommittees are right now trying to determine how many buildings we can afford to keep in Pocahontas County. We currently have five. Can we continue to fund five buildings? That's something that the committee is trying to decide. And if we decide to lessen that number, then which ones do we lessen and how do we do it? I personally have kept a very low profile on this process because I felt like that this needed to be decisions made by our community members rather than Board of Education. We will help in every way that we can to facilitate any direction they choose to go, but I did not want to try to put my personal biases out there for the committee members to listen to when they're the ones who need to make the decisions on what direction our school system goes.
Consolidation of schools will be a very controversial issue in this county because Pocahontas County is so large geographically but so small population-wise. Any consolidation of schools will require many students to have to travel a lot further just to get to school.
Right. And that's always going to be an issue. Our size of our county is not going to lessen any, but I'm afraid that the number of students we have is. There was some preliminary numbers that we looked at that in the 2000 census, we had approximately 1,800 students in Pocahontas County schools. And when the 2020 census comes out, that number is going to be about half. But still, we have the same number of buildings to house half the number of students. So financially, that's something that the committee needs to decide. Is that practical to continue that? And I'm not saying it is or it isn't. That's something for them to decide. But it is harder to provide services to less students in that number of schools with a less budget we have because our budget numbers have dropped due to decreasing enrollment, due to tax revenues going down, due to federal monies that's dried up. So we have less money to operate those five schools with. So those are big decisions to make. It's going to be very difficult for us to come up with a 100% consensus on this, but they have till June of 2020 to finish and make their recommendations. And I think, from what I'm hearing, that there is going to be a consensus to some extent. In other words, I don't think it's going to be five options out there, but I think that the committees are pretty well decided on two or three possibilities as far as the number of schools we have, and those will be part of the final plan. I want to reiterate once again that it is important that the community members on these committees are the driving force behind this decision making.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.